Francis has proven again that he's definitely not the Pope, but an apostate antipope, with another extremely bold act of heresy. On many occasions, Francis has taught the heresy that there are non-Catholic saints and martyrs, but on May 11th he came out and formally recognized 21 Coptic, quote, Orthodox individuals who were killed by Muslims as martyrs, and he's going to be adding them to the Roman martyrology and giving them a feast day. Incredible. That is blatant and notorious heresy because it's a defined dogma that there is no salvation outside the Catholic Church, and it's specifically declared that no one, even if he has shed blood in the name of Christ, can be saved unless he is in the bosom and unity of the Catholic Church. Francis and the Vatican II antipopes totally reject that dogma. They are notorious heretics. They cannot hold office in the Church. That is a fact. And this heresy that there are non-Catholic saints and martyrs is a point I brought up in the recent debate on sedevacantism, and you can actually defeat the position of any defender of the Vatican II religion by just focusing on that heresy alone, because it's so notorious, it's so clearly opposed to defined Catholic dogma, and it has been taught so frequently and officially by the Vatican II antipopes. But now Francis has gone even further by giving non-Catholics a feast day. Francis stated, quote, "I am pleased to announce that today, with your Holiness's consent, these 21 martyrs will be included in the Roman martyrology as a sign of the spiritual communion that unites our two churches," end quote.
Questi martiri sono stati battezzati non solo nell'acqua e nello spirito, ma anche nel sangue, con un sangue che è seme di unità per tutti i seguaci di Cristo. Sono lieto di annunciare oggi che, con il consenso di Vostra Santità, questi 21 martiri saranno inseriti nel martirologio romano come segno della comunione spirituale che unisce le nostre due chiese.
This announcement was also posted on the official website of the U.S. Novus Ordo, quote, bishops, which proves again that they are notorious heretics. Moreover, the individuals that he is honoring as martyrs with a feast day were not only non-Catholics who rejected the papacy and other Catholic dogmas, but they were Coptic, quote, Orthodox, which means that they did not accept the Council of Chalcedon and its dogmatic teaching that Jesus Christ is one divine person with two natures. Thus, Francis's heretical act is a mockery of true saints and martyrs, such as Pope St. Leo the Great, whose teaching was so influential at the Council of Chalcedon. It's also a mockery of all the saints and martyrs who suffered because they would not deny the papacy. That's why the Vatican II sect, which is currently led by Antipope Francis, is the Whore of Babylon, which is drunk with the blood of the saints and martyrs. The Whore of Babylon is not the Catholic Church, it's the prophesied end times Vatican II counterchurch, as our material explains. And this latest scandal of Francis just highlights again how foolish those obstinate defenders of the Vatican II religion are, such as those who ridiculously claim that sedevacantists are Protestants or schismatics. No, you are the Protestant, you are the schismatic, you profess communion with a notorious heretic who rejects the papacy, who teaches that you can reject the papacy and be in the church, be saved, be a martyr, etc. And since it's a rejection of Catholic teaching to obstinately recognize Francis as in the Church and the Pope, those who obstinately profess communion with him will not save their souls. Francis also allowed Tewodros, the leader of the Coptic, quote, Orthodox, to lead the general audience with him. They prayed together, and he's even going to allow him to celebrate a Coptic, quote, Orthodox liturgy in the Basilica of St. John Lateran.
The two opened in prayer together in front of a rainy St. Peter's Square filled with hundreds of pilgrims and colorful umbrellas.
On May 14th, as part of his official visit to the Vatican, the Coptic Pope Tewodros II of Alexandria is scheduled to perform the Orthodox Divine Liturgy in the Catholic Archbasilica of St. John Lateran in Rome. This arrangement was made after appropriate consultation and in a formal context.
All of that is publicly mortally sinful and an expression of a false religion. See our video, Vatican II is a New Religion, which covers in detail the Church's teaching against participation in non-Catholic worship and acts that signify participation in non-Catholic worship. Also, the quote from Pope Gregory XVI's document Officium, which we covered in a recent video, is particularly relevant to Francis's latest heresy. Gregory XVI stated, quote, "And this is why it has been forbidden by the ancient as well as the recent discipline of the Church for men who die in the external and notorious profession of heresies to be honored with Catholic rites," end quote. The Catholic Church has never permitted a Mass to be offered for a deceased non-Catholic. You also are not permitted to pray for deceased non-Catholics. So how much more is it forbidden to consider them to be saints or martyrs? Gregory XVI's teaching also refutes the argument of certain heretics and modernists who claim that, well, you don't know if the Coptic quote Orthodox converted, or perhaps they were internally Catholic, and therefore it's permissible to consider them to be saints or martyrs. No, that's false and absurd and contrary to Catholic teaching. The Church goes by the external form. Hence, if someone externally professed heresy and did not profess the true Catholic faith and died, that person is considered to have died outside the Church. He cannot be honored with Catholic rites, and of course he cannot be considered a saint or a martyr. Francis's action contradicts the dogmatic teaching of the Church and the Church's constant practice. So don't listen to those bloviating fools who get on video every few days or so and attempt without success to explain away the manifest heresies of the Vatican to religion, or other individuals such as false traditionalists who complain endlessly about the heresies or scandals of Francis, yet never arrive at the proper conclusion, that is, that he's not the Pope and that the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church. Wake up and embrace the true position. And no, what's happening in Rome now does not prove Protestantism or Eastern quote Orthodoxy correct. Those are false religions, and it would be very foolish to embrace them. What has happened in Rome after Vatican II corresponds to what happened to the Holy City in the Old Testament. When the temple was destroyed, the people were taken into captivity, and things were left desolate. Yet God did not violate his essential promises to his people. A similar thing has occurred in post-Vatican II Rome as part of a prophesied biblical judgment, yet God has not violated his essential promises to his church, as our material explains.